And it's a Gabby Gold!
This is Cross Currents. I'm Hinat Baba. That's the sound of Gabrielle Douglas winning gold in the gymnastics individual all-around competition a couple of weeks ago. She's one of the many apparently clean Olympians coming home to great fanfare this week. While the world will remember Gabby's phenomenal skill and poise, a few people decided to focus on something that had nothing to do with her competition, her hair.
First of all, the girl is 16 years old. How many of y'all had it all together at 16? Black women were making a big deal about this little girl's hair, about how it looks a mess. Hold up, y'all. First off, she's a gymnast.
Her hair? It's too gelled. Too many pins. Why is she wearing a ponytail? Why doesn't someone do a makeover? F*** you.
A handful of negative tweets about the Olympian's hairdo initiated a heated debate online about vanity, ethnicity, and hair texture that carried over to mainstream media. That got KALW's Leela Day thinking about cultural identity and how hair plays into that in the African American community. So she visited the one place where this discussion happens every day, her hair salon.
Hot combs sit in metal cases. Flat irons are steaming with red lights announcing they're ready to press out some curls. The slight smell of burn from ironed hair and citrus from deep conditioners fill the air. Ladies in business suits sit cross-legged in leather chairs, their hair in various stages of getting done. I'm at the hair salon again. I come once a month to get my hair in a double-strand twist, a style that lasts a couple of weeks. You see, my hair is in transition. It's been pressed, weaved, braided, dreaded, and straightened over the years. Right now, it's naturally curly at the roots and chemically straight on the ends. It kind of reminds me of Olympian Gabby Douglas's hair. That's why, when everyone started talking about her hair being a mess, it definitely got my attention.
We're just hard on each other, with, especially when it comes to the hair. That's the crown. It starts from there, and that, like, that's kind of symbolizes when your hair is done and when it's not. Are you taking care of yourself? And it's always about the hair.
That's Fritz Clay. He's the owner of Hair Play, a salon in San Francisco that specializes in multi-ethnic hair care. He describes it as a place where hair and culture come together. Women come here to get every kind of hairstyle. From twists, weaves, natural afro styles with tight curls, to straight, relaxed hair that's chemically processed.
I had an afro wig in the 70s, you know, with bell bottoms.
Marguerite Brown comes in once a week for a wash and deep condition.
I actually had a boyfriend once pour water on my head, and he said, "Now leave it like that." He liked it better natural, and after I sort of looked at it and got used to it, I realized that he was right.
The natural versus processed hair question is a big one. There's even an entire documentary about black hair produced by comedian Chris Rock, where he talks about the psychology behind what it means to have, quote, good hair.
Just yesterday, my daughter came into the house and said, "Daddy, how come I don't have good hair?" I wonder how she came up with that idea.
For some women, getting a relaxer helps transform what they consider bad hair to good by straightening out the natural texture. It's a chemical process that, if done well, can last around 60 days. But when it doesn't go well, it can leave open wounds on the scalp. It sometimes includes chemicals like lye, lithium, or potassium hydroxide. Unfortunately, the pressure to get your hair relaxed can start early, sometimes as young as 6 years old, says stylist April Quay.
We're taught that our hair is nappy, it's kinky, it doesn't look good, it's not pretty unless it's straight. And we've been like that ever since we've been born. Like, you know, growing up, grandma in the kitchen, pressing your hair, going to Sunday school, getting your hair pressed out, old enough to get a relaxer, you get a relaxer, get it straight. And that's what pretty is, straight hair. That's what we're taught. Not saying that that's right, but that's what we're taught.
The hair talk fills the salon, and other women start chiming in. It doesn't take long for Gabby Douglas and her hair to come up.
I heard that people were on Facebook making comments saying, like, how come her mother didn't do her hair, or how come her hair wasn't done?
And I think that it had something to do with that she represents us.
And when I heard it, it made me upset for people to sit up and criticize her for her hair not being done. But at the same time, she was a gymnast.
I will tell you that when I was watching her perform as a Virgo, I did say, okay, but I never would have said anything about it.
It was nappy. No, but really, I didn't care, to be honest. I really didn't care. I feel like she's an athlete. She works hard. That's one of the least things that she has to worry about right now.
I don't know why we have to be so crazy about our hair.
Why are we so crazy about our hair?
Because we want to look like white people, I guess. I don't know.
I didn't think her hair looked unkempt. It didn't look any different than the other gymnasts. It was pulled back.
Keitha Pansy is getting her hair washed and styled. She's been coming twice a month for 11 years now. She's a runner and has chemically relaxed hair. She knows all about trying to find a hairdo that works with an active lifestyle.
I only wear my hair down 2 days after Denise does it, and then the rest of the time it is pulled back in a bun.
Why is that?
Because I exercise every day, and I mean, we have black hair. I can't wash it every day. I don't have time to blow it out. You know, I work out for like
an hour. Pansy sacrificing her hair for her workout is actually a real issue for many black women. Earlier this month, the Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Regina M. Benjamin, judged a competition at an international hair show in Atlanta. Stylists competed to showcase looks that could withstand a workout. It was meant to encourage women of color to refrain from using their hair as an excuse not to exercise.
My name is Chinwe Onyegoro. I am just doing a wash and a set, so just a wash and a style.
As Onyegoro waits for her hair to be pressed, she says the chatter around Gabby's hair really stems from a lack of self-esteem.
I think there's a certain level of envy that manifests itself in really negative and debasing comments. Instead of, you know, congratulating and praising and really showing a sense of pride as to, you know, what Gabby brought to our community, what people do is their fear is that any spotlight on Gabby takes away from them and their own personal sense of self-esteem. If Gabby can do this and rise to the Olympics, why can't they do more in their own lives?
She's going to do bigger things. And you know what? Sometimes,
she already has.
Yes, but she's going
to
do
next things. To the shampoo bowls, the talk about Gabby Douglas gets personal.
To make you continue to fight. So she can stand up with her head held high and walk flying. If she don't want to comb her hair, she don't have to. You know what I mean? Because she's my sister.
That seems to be how many people see Gabby Douglas. Perhaps their little sister, their best friend at school, their daughter, or themselves. People feel like they have something in common with her, so they either criticize her or defend her passionately. Today I asked Victor, my hairstylist, to shape my hair into double strand twists, as usual. A style that will only endure a week or so of exercise and humid San Francisco fog. I must admit it, I have used hair as an excuse not to exercise. Come on, I spend $85 every time I go to the salon. It's a lifestyle choice. How hard do you want to push yourself this week? Is it worth sweating out your hair? Well, for Gabby Douglas it was. It got her an Olympic gold. In San Francisco, I'm Leela Day for Cross Currents.
It was time to change my life.